content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Janice Peary for the North reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Read to Succeed, a program especially for young children. This month is February, and guess what day comes in February? A fun day for everybody that involves candy and cards and lots of fun with your friends and family. That's right, it is Valentine's Day. So our first story today, and we're going to read about three or four Valentine's Day books today, is called Getting Ready for Valentine's Day by Vera Ahaya, and it's illustrated by Debbie Ramalia. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I can't wait to celebrate with my friends and family. We sit at the kitchen table and make colorful Valentines together. Even my baby sister wants to join in the fun. There, the family is sitting all around this table, and the mom holds a big bowl of something or other, and there's the little brother with glue, and his baby sister is playing with some big crayons and some pieces of paper, and there's the dad making Valentine's too over there on the other side of the table. Next, we put up Valentine's Day decorations around our apartment. I hang a long, colorful garland on the wall. That looks great, Kai, Dad says. Mommy shares a big plate of Valentine's Day cookies. So that's what's in that big bowl the mom was holding for the kids. Special delivery, she says. Wow, thanks, Mom, I say. This one is perfect for the baby. And he holds a heart. All the cookies look like hearts. And this one says, cutie pie is just right for the baby sister. Lots and lots of Valentine's Day cookies from the mom. I put on my pajamas and get ready for bed. My parents tuck me in with a big hug and a kiss. I'm so excited for tomorrow that I know it will be hard to fall asleep. Look, Mom and Dad, I call after they turned off the lights. I put up my thumb and my pointed finger and a pinky to sign, I love you. It makes me happy when they sign back, too. There's the baby sister, sound asleep on Dad's shoulders. Dad wakes me up in the morning. To my surprise, he's holding a giant heart made from construction paper. We love you this much, Kai, he says. Thanks, Dad, I reply. I love you too. That reminds me to put the Valentines I made yesterday into my backpack. I hope my friends like the cards, I say. I'm sure they will, Kai, Dad replies. You've worked so hard to make each card special and unique. I get dressed and run to the kitchen. Mommy is making heart-shaped pancakes. Wow, doesn't that sound nice? Good morning, my little Valentine, she says. Are you ready for today? I can't wait, I tell her. And I eat a great big stack of Valentine-shaped pancakes. As we leave our house, Daddy suggests taking a picture to send to Nana. Say love, Mom tells me as I smile. Dad snaps a picture, and we jump into the car to head to school. Nana is probably his grandmother who lives somewhere else. Good morning, class, my teacher welcomes us. We are going to celebrate friendship and kindness today. We will decorate mailboxes, share Valentines, and have a class party. Hooray, the class shouts. We can't wait until party time. I show my teacher the cards I've made at home. What a nice way to show you care, Kai, she says. Let's start our day by naming all the things we love, my teacher says. I raise my hand, and the teacher calls to me. I love all my friends, I say, smiling at my best friend, Chelsea. I'm sure they love you too, Kai, my teacher says, waiting on the board. Other kids make suggestions like family, pets, ice cream, ooh, I love ice cream too, and pizza. Soon our list is full of all the special things that we all love. Class, peace, please gather around, my teacher says. If anyone needs to make more of the friendship cards, you could do it at this arts and crafts station. I'm excited to see my classmates making Valentines, but suddenly I start to worry. What if someone doesn't get any Valentines? What if I don't get any Valentines? And my tummy starts to ache. As if she has read my mind, the teacher says, be sure to make a card for each of your classmates. This day is about making everyone feel included. Phew, I smile, knowing that no one is going to be left out at all. When you are done with your friendship cards, my teacher continues, you can move on to the mailbox station. She shows us boxes in all different colors, as well as stamp markers, glitter, and stamp markers, glitter stickers, and glitter pens for decorating. All sorts of things to make Valentine's with. I choose my box and add sparkles, stickers, and lots of colorful sequins on front of it. My friends make really neat mailboxes, too. It's almost time for the party to begin, my teacher announces. Please put your mailboxes by your seats and begin passing out your friendship cards. I can't wait to share my cards with my friends. I carefully place each one in the right mailbox. My heart feels extra big, knowing how happy everyone is going to be when they open them. Okay, class, our teacher says, it's time to start the party. Go ahead and look in your mailboxes. There is a rush of excitement as we all hurry towards our mailboxes. We ooh and ah as we open the beautiful friendship cards one by one. Soon I feel a tap on my shoulder. I look up to see Chelsea holding the card I made for her. This is the most beautiful card I've ever seen, Kai, she says. May I give you a hug? Yes, please, I say with a smile. On three, let's all say, Happy Valentine's Day, my teacher says. One, two, three, Happy Valentine's Day. And there all the kids are shouting and yelling at their friends, and it looks like everyone is having a good time. And that is the end of that book. Our next story is called This Is Not Valentine, which is sort of a different name for a Valentine's Day book, isn't it? It's about a little boy and a little girl, and they're talking about what Valentine's Day is not and what is not a Valentine. So it starts out with a picture of one boy with big square glasses and another girl, and the boy is sitting on they're both on the school bus. They're not sitting together. They're a couple seats apart. So off they go to school. This is not a Valentine, since those comes with buckets of roses and bushels of tulips that smell like granny's fresh out of the garden. And all I've got are these, and I already blew the wishes off for most of them, for a rocket ship or the last cinnamon bun or for moon boots and a mega blaster. And he's talking about his three dandelions he has in his hand. And he's already blown the white stuff off them and wished for other things, but not for a Valentine's Day. So he gives his little friend, the girl, these already blown off white dandelion things into the sky. And this is not a Valentine's Day, he says to her, since jewels and gems belong in treasure chests or museums or on ladies who sing at the opera. Again, he's giving her what's not a Valentine. And the fanciest ones don't come out of some machine at a grocery store anyways. But this one matches your shoelaces. If it won't get past your knuckles, you could wear it on a string. And he gives her a ring that has a blue stone in it, inside a little plastic thing that comes out of one of those machines at the grocery store that you pay 25 cents into, and then one of these little a little present of some sort drops out. But he goes ahead and gives that to you, to the girl. And it does match her shoelaces. This is not a Valentine's, he says, since sparkle and pink and glitter are not your favorite colors. And he gives her a Valentine that is pink with some sparkles and some glitter. And that's really kind, isn't it? You like the brown in a mud puddle and fish food orange and that purpley blue on your nose when it's a mitten kind of day, a really cold one. But red is pretty good for superheroes, and you are my favorite one, she says. This is the girl giving him a piece of red cloth or something. But I'm not sure exactly what she gives him, but it looks sort of like a cape that she's made out of a scarf. This is not a Valentine, since those have fancy cursive and spoopy spins on the words that sound like mush. So these two kids aren't really, they think they really know each other because they're giving them things, each other things that aren't fancy Valentines, but things they think that the other one might like. This one is scraps and rips and drippy glue that dried funny, and the green marker was the only one that worked. Besides, the teacher made us make these. That's the boy gave that to the little girl, and he made her picture out of markers and construction paper and paste on stars, little sparkly stars, and he only had a green marker for her eyes and nose and mouth on the picture he made for her. This is not a Valentine, since you're up there at the front of the line and I am a caboose. He's about to throw her at a Valentine airplane. He's made an airplane out of a piece of paper. And there she is waiting for her chance in the water at the water fountain. Maybe one day we'll both be in the middle. I hope it's Wednesday, or maybe a Monday, or any of those other days, really. Until then, this is whoosh, and there comes that paper airplane through the sky, right when she's drinking from the water fountain. This is not a Valentine's Day, since the cooties tumble out when you open one of these. And what does she give him? She gives him a big frog. But if you get the cooties and I get the cooties, then we can have cherry juice and chicken soup with rice together. So she hands him this huge frog. This is not a Valentine, since sugar hearts and suckers give you cavities and belly aches. So what could it be? But I found this at the bottom of my lunchbox. You can have the jelly side, since I like the peanut butter best. Maybe I'll have some left over. Maybe. And it's a peanut butter sandwich. So he gives her the jelly on one side, and he keeps the peanut butter side, because that's the side he likes best anyways. This is not a Valentine, since it's got sharper edges than dainty old lace. What do you think he gives her this time? But if you play duck, duck, goose with kids who run real fast, you'll just get stuck in the stew pot. So meet me at the Hopscotchwares. My lucky rock will help us. And there they go together. And there's one kid trying to outsmart that frog that's jumping along the hopscotch squares. And there is the boy who is hoping to catch that frog. This is not a Valentine, since it's not about giggles and whispers about where the best hiding spots are. But its second best one is in the hollow of that trunk. That one over there, and we're the only ones who know what's in the hollow of that trunk. This is not a Valentine. Since I don't only like you today, I like you tomorrow, and next Tuesday, and last week's too. And there goes the frog hopping down along the floor. I like you all the days, and that now those two kids are going back home, and they're actually sitting together on the same seat of the bus, and they're ready to spend the afternoon playing. And I like you all the days, and the school bell rings. Just one more time. And so that's not really about Valentine's Day, except sort of. It's about liking a friend always, not just on Valentine's Day, and giving little gifts to each other, not just on Valentine's Day, but on any day you just feel like it. So anyways, that's a really nice story. I like that one. Our next book is not exactly about Valentine's Day, but we've talked about, you know, liking friends all the time, loving your friends, loving your family, being kind to everyone as best you can. So this book is called What Will I Do With My Love Today? Every morning I wake up and say, what will I do with my love today? My heart is full of love. I have so much to spare, and all of God's creatures need kindness and care. One Sunday morning, I sang with the choir, songs about love lifting higher and higher. We went out for ice cream, and when I got mine, Dad paid for the next person standing in line. That was so nice of him to do. I helped out my neighbor by pulling up weeds to prepare her garden for all kinds of seeds. And there this little girl is, kneeling down, helping her neighbor plant some flowers. And maybe some vegetables, too. Well, we got groceries, I sang my mom a song. You are my sunshine. And my dad sang along with me. When we got to the chorus, a boy stacking cans of beans started dancing with girls buying ripe nectarines. My teacher, Miss Bird, gave a big Broadway finish. I gave her a hug, and my mom said, see that? Sing your love to the world, and more love will come back. Sure enough, Mom was right. When I checked in my heart, I found even more love than I had at the start. I wanted to share it. I needed a way. And then I saw a big sign, and guess what? It said, Pet Adoptions Day, and this was at a pet shop. Oh, my goodness. I saw a sweet puppy with funny big feet made a thunderous noise as she ran up to me. Puppy hugs, puppy kisses, such tail wagging wiggles. Hello, Thunder Pup, I said in between giggles. You're my pup. You're my person. We're made for each other. I hugged her and told her that I would always love her. Mom and Dad signed some papers with lots of big words to make it official. She is mine and I am hers. We skipped down the sidewalk and played at the park, ate dinner, and headed home just before dark. Looks like they all got food from a food van and sat there in the park, having hot dogs and hamburgers and drinks and even some french fries. And there's the new puppy sitting there with a pink bowl for her, all for her own, with dog food in it already. The afternoon sun turned to rain clouds and lightning, and poor little Thunder Pups found it so frightening. She trembled and whimpered. She jumped in my bed and pulled up the blankets over her head. Poor little dog. I crawled in beside her and gave her a hug. I got you, I said. Don't be scared, Thunder Pup. When I was a baby no bigger than you, my mommy and daddy adopted me too. You see, Thunder, families don't look all the same or talk like each other or have the same name. Sometimes extra love in your heart and your home is waiting for somebody who's all alone. No matter how life has brought us together, adoption means family, and families forever. We had lots of love in our family before. With you, Thunder Pup, we can love even more. With Thunder Pup helping, I started to find a lot of new ways to be caring and kind. She helped clean the table while I did the dishes and made sidewalk art with paw prints and tail swishes. There they are on the sidewalk with lots of chalk colors. I showed her the garden where I planted seeds. The rain helped them blossom, I said. Look at these. Oh, so many beautiful flowers. Marigolds, daffodils, violets of blue. We decided to take some to Miss Bird at school. Sharing love is like planting a seed that will grow much wilder and stronger than you will ever know. The more love you give, the more love there will be. Love as much as you can every day, and you will see. That's exactly what Thunder and I like to do. Look, we put lots of love here in this book for you. So give flowers to friends and sing songs in the street. Find a way to bring joy to each person you meet. Jump out of bed every morning and say, what will I do with my love today? And that is such a nice book. I really like that one. So that is really about Valentine's Day and what Valentine's Day stands for. Now, I think we've stopped with our Valentine's Day books for now. But I want to read us a book about something that just happened to us last week. And it's called Waiting for Snow by Marcia Diane Arnold. And like I said, this is not about Valentine's Day, but we here in North Carolina have been waiting for snow for a long time. We really haven't had much recently, but anyways, we were all hoping for some snow, but it came sort of and didn't really turn into much for us in this part of the state. So here we go. Waiting for snow. Hedgehog found badger staring at the sky. What are you doing, badger? Waiting for snow. It's winter and I haven't seen one snowflake. It will snow in time, says hedgehog. All we have to do is wait. I'm tired of waiting, said badger. He dragged pots and pans and spoons from his house. Wake up, sky. It's time to snow. Rabbit, vole, and possum came flying. Snow didn't. What are you doing, badger? Asked rabbit. He's trying to make it snow, explained hedgehog. Do you know what a vole is? It looks like a mole, which is a big thing, but it's actually like the size of a small mouse. But it does bad, digs holes in your gardens, small holes, but they still dig down under your plants, and eat up the roots, and then your plants die. Let's throw pebbles at the sky, said rabbit. Pebbles will punch holes in the clouds so that the snow can fall through. Do you think that's true? I don't think so. Pebbles rained down, but snow didn't. It will never snow, groaned badger. When it's spring, crocus bulbs always bloom, said hedgehog, though sometimes they are late. My granny says a snow dance will bring snow, said vole. But it has to be a special dance, danced with good friends. So they all stomped and rocked and bopped and boogied. They whirled and swirled, and it was a special dance, grumped badger. But it didn't bring snow. The sun comes back every day, said hedgehog, and the stars come out every night. I know one more thing to try, said possum. Tonight, wear your pajamas backwards. In the morning, we'll have snow. This always works for possums. That night, badger put on his pajamas backwards. In the morning, he heard outside. Snow, badger cheered. Sugar, badger frowned as he tasted the snow. It wasn't snowing this morning, said hedgehog, so we made our own. And there are his friends up on the roof throwing down sugar on top of him to make him think that there was snow. Badger plopped down on his porch and moaned, sugar is not snow. Crocuses always bloom in the spring. The sun rises every morning and stars shine every night, said hedgehog. Sometimes they come late, and sometimes they come early, but they always come in their time. The friends sat beside Badger. He was so sad. So they all sat down there and waited and they're all still in their backwards pajamas. And waited. And they're playing with yo-yos and playing badminton, and then Hedgehog is knitting something, a little cap for himself. And two of the friends are holding a rope for Rabbit to play hopscotch in between, or double dutch, we used to call it. And someone's reading a book, another one's playing, let's see, what are they playing? It looks like dominoes. And someone's making a paper airplane over there. And there's Vol lying down asleep and waited as... And finally, Badger gives up and starts peeling potatoes for supper. And there they all fall asleep after supper. And while they're sleeping, what do you think happens? I think it starts to snow. And there the friends are the next morning, playing outside, making a big old snowman, and everybody's having lots of fun in the snow. Unfortunately for us, we didn't get enough snow to make any big snowman, at least around where I live. To finish up with, we have a poem by A.A. Milne from a book called When We Were Very Young. When We Were Very Young. A.A. Milne also wrote the Winnie the Pooh books. So anyways, let's start with one called The Four Friends. Ernest was an elephant, a great big fellow. Leonard was a lion with a 6-foot tail. George was a goat and his beard was yellow. And James was a very small snail. Leonard had a stall and a great big strong one. Ernest had a manger and its walls were thick. George found a pen, but I think it was the wrong one. And James sat down on a brick. Ernest started trumpeting and cracked his manger. Leonard started roaring and shivered in his stall. James gave the huffle of a snail in danger, but no one heard him at all. Ernest started trumpeting and raised such a rumpus. Leonard started roaring and started to kick. James went on a journey with the goat's new compass, and he reached the end of his brick. Ernest was an elephant and very well-intentioned. Leonard was a lion with a brave new tail. George was his goat, as I think I have mentioned, but James was only a snail. And here's one. Where did it go? I can't find it right now. I often wish I were a king, and then I could do anything. If I were king of Spain, I'd take my hat off in the rain. And unfortunately, we've run out of time for today's episode of Read to Succeed. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Janice Peary, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For more information about NCRS, visit our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Read Succeed on the North Carolina Reading Service.